About 3,000 years ago, the area along the Yellow River in ancient China witnessed an abrupt climate change. It became so much colder that animals who cannot tolerate were forced to migrate south. Several generations later, people lived near the Yellow River found curious huge skeletons which they've never seen. What they could do is only to imagine the living animal based on the skeletons they got. This animal is elephant, which is called 大象 in Chinese language. Hi everyone, welcome to 大象说, Elephant Says. I am Xin Duan, currently finishing my PhD program in Shanghai University, and about to continue my research in the intersection of contemporary media art study and comparative aesthetics. What I've just talked about is one of the possibly real stories told by modern scholars, trying to explain why the character elephant Xiang in Chinese language can also refer to the imagined things, or the image of things. This Xiang, just like the imagined elephant in the story, is not a complete fancy created by our mind only. Neither is it as concrete as a real elephant, but rather emerged between the skeleton of the elephant and our imagination. This phenomenon happens not only in this story. In fact, it is one of the most basic ways how people try to understand things they don't know. Some of you might know about the Book of Change as one of the classics of the traditional Chinese thoughts, which also inspired John Cage to incorporate the idea of chance in his music creation. But this book came from more or less the same period of time when elephants migrated south. It's developed from a practice of divination. Ancient Chinese people would put the shell of the tortoise into fire and then try to read, or actually imagine, the things yet to happen, and the sign of the universe, based on the image of the cracks appear on the shell. Now, you may find this practice illogical or unscientific, but it is actually based on a unique way of thinking developed from a primary belief that the universe is not irrelevant from, but inextricably linked with the life of human being, and that the universe, including human being, is composed of the same type of vital energy, which is called qi in Chinese, and manifests itself as xiang. In Chinese aesthetics, xiang is an important concept, which basically means an aesthetic object that both present and absent, which creates an effect, transcends the barrier between viewer and artwork, subject and object, and emerges from their unity based on their common qi. However, this kind of aesthetic thought is not exclusive to traditional Chinese art practice. On the contrary, its dynamic, relational, and non-dualistic features resonate with characteristics of contemporary media art practices. In order to make these art practices more visible and accessible in this podcast, Chinese artists who are experimenting with all kinds of interesting media will be invited to the conversation in the following episodes. Hopefully, we will get to know more about their artworks, their feelings and motivations, their working methods, how they react to the contemporary world with these works, how they're relating themselves to the tradition, not in the sense of Kung Fu Panda or Spring Roll, but as natural and at the same time unavoidable as the mode of thinking lurking in the language being spoken every day, and so on. Artists from other countries who are interested in Chinese aesthetics would also be invited later, but for now, Chinese would probably be the major language used in the postcard channel. In this case, a short introduction of the artist and main content of the conversation will be returned in English for those episodes. Please don't hesitate to contact me if you would like to learn more about any of them or have any suggestion. This is 大象说, Elephant Says. Thank you for listening.